USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden will travel around the country next week to promote the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. At a Rose Garden event, the president said the bill, with its $1,400 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, will bring peace of mind.
Think of the millions of people going to sleep at night staring at the ceiling thinking, my God, what am I going to do tomorrow? Lost my health care, don't have a job, unemployment runs out, I'm behind on my mortgage. What are we going to do?
Rallies are happening in Louisville, Kentucky, to honor the anniversary of the shooting of Breonna Taylor. She was shot and killed as police were executing a warrant at her home. Activist Tamika Mallory spoke.
We will continue to call her name, and we will continue to stand up for freedom and justice in the city of Louisville.
This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
A warning from Washington about the coronavirus pandemic was not well received in Florida. USA Radio's Mike Fortier explains.
When President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night to mark 1 year since COVID came to our shores, he seemed to issue a warning.
Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
That remark not sitting well with Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who responded Friday.
Let me just tell you, there's no lockdowns in Florida, okay? We're not let anybody close. We're not going to let anyone close schools. We're not going to let anyone take your jobs. We're not going to let anyone close your business. So don't worry about that in Florida.
The numbers may back up Florida's approach of defying lockdowns. Despite the presence of the B.1.1.7 variant strain and concerns of a post-Super Bowl spike, COVID cases are still declining. Time will tell if spring break will reverse those gains. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer became the latest members of New York's congressional delegation to call on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign over several accusations of sexual misconduct and harassment. They joined the majority of the state's members in the House in the growing tide of lawmakers that are urging the defiant governor to step down. Cuomo repeated his denial of the allegations on Friday and said he would not resign. Earlier, Congressman Jerry Nadler, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, said Cuomo had lost the confidence of New Yorkers. The New York State Assembly has now opened an impeachment investigation. A police officer in Florida gave his life to save others. With more, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Tampa Police report Master Patrol Officer Jesse Mattson purposely veered his patrol car into a wrong-way driver from Colorado Tuesday night along I-275 to protect everyone else on the highway. Colleague Detective Rachel Kolnick tells ABC Action News Jesse Mattson would always have your back.
Think about that he left his wife and kids to protect a complete stranger or strangers. That's just who he was. That's what he would do. And he would have done it for any of us as well.
The wrong-way driver was identified as 25-year-old Daniel Joshua Montague from Golden, Colorado. Police say Montague was driving more than 100 miles per hour. Both Mattson and Montague died at the scene. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.